you know how do I? I've never really thought. You know how if I want to be on Big Fatty show, yeah. I'll just say this: I don't listen to Big Fatty. I pick up episodes every now and then here and there, but I don't subscribe to it. That's hopefully will make it into. Now I'm gonna have to tune in every week to see if it made it in.
Yeah. Now you really have to listen to make sure that you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1250 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of November, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. I'm gonna catch you up with what Big Fatty has been doing since last hump day. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, mustards! Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all are mustards today because we're going to cats up. We're going to cats up on what... Big Fatty, please, that is just awful. That is just... You're just making us groan. You're making us groan from the start. Oh, dear, I can see. But y'all, at least Big Fatty did a far right little show. I can't, not everyone can say that. Big Fatty, quit pointing that finger. Anyway, y'all, hi. I hope your week's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a busy week for Big Fatty as I look at the calendar. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. It's gonna be Big Fatty's gonna have a little more time to himself, okay? So anyway, a group of us from the coal mine, we went up to the northern coal mine to check it out over the weekend, and y'all, old Veda and I, we rode up together. He had gotten Chevrolet Red or similar, I believe it was a Ford Flex, and y'all, it just looked like somebody described it as it looked like a toaster oven on with wheels, and a toaster oven with wheels. Y'all, we drove up to Virginia Vagina as you heard me mention, it was a long drive up there. It took us. We left a little bit. I guess about 10:15 a.m. in the morning, and we got in about 5:45 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it was just a long drive. Now we did not, and you know there was a lot of traffic, y'all. There was a lot of traffic. A lot of the truck to trailer trucks. One of them may have been Trucker Alex that was slowing us down. I don't know, but anyway, it's probably some of his friends. Anyway, he probably said, "Oh, Big Freddy's coming up this way. Slow him down." And honk honk. But oh, y'all, that is the Italian spaghetti. Oh, and anyway, we got up there, and y'all, we went and had a little supper, and y'all, we thought we were gonna go to this nice, but y'all, we went to a submarine sandwich shop, and they had it was just kind of bar food and all this kind of stuff, but y'all, somebody else was paying for it, so I didn't care. Y'all, I had for supper that evening? Oh, I had some boneless chicken wings, also known as chicken fingers, I believe. But they were just kind of nuggets. And a blue cheese wedge solid. And y'all, it was all right. And I had a couple of gins also. Yes, Big Freddy, you sure did. and then, for right Y'all, we just kind of did a walkabout of the coal mine, the northern coal mine, and the little town that the northern coal mine is situated next to. And y'all, it's quite quaint and all. And then toured the coal mine, and y'all, it was very interesting to see the differences between the two coal mines. But y'all, you know, in the end, you turn out good coal miners. Yes, Big Freddy. Then that evening, there was a reception, and so had to go to that. But y'all, when the reception was over, Big Fatty had taken the computer with him, and y'all got back up to the hotel room, and y'all, I turned on the grinder and Hi, Big Fatty, if you're going to talk about that, you need to play the music. You know what, Poodle McNoodle? You're right. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, this gentleman caller, he was a young'un. A young'un,
Big Fatty, everybody's a young'un compared to you,
but this one was a real young'un. Legal, of course, and y'all played rugby. So, y'all, that was kind of enticing, and y'all, he was all about Big Fatty, and y'all, we had a lovely, didn't stay very long. He had other things, other places to go and people to do. Big Fatty, you mean people to see? And but y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. He said he was going to try to make it back some other time during the weekend, but y'all, that just the scheduling just did not allow it to happen. And anyway, y'all, pretty much after that, I was I was really just too pooped to pop.
Be ready, please.
And then on Saturday, y'all. By the way, the hotel had the complimentary continental breakfast. But y'all, it was much more than just a sweet roll and a cup of coffee and juice. Y'all, they had the scrambled eggs and the sausage patties. And the biscuits and gravy and all that kind of stuff. Big Fatty had sausage patties and eggs and lots of coffee. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That walking up and down there, because y'all, the northern coal mine, there's lots of hills, and y'all, all that hill climbing and everything, y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty was regular. All that exercise and all that coffee, just, yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. Saturday, and y'all, I'm not playing the weekend update music, because y'all, that's what the whole show is. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Y'all, wait a minute, before I go any further, that's all right. Saturday, met with some old coal miners up there and just had a real good time, and then had all the festivities that go on at the coal mine and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, it was out in the sun. And y'all, you'd think up in Virginia it'd be chilly. Well, y'all, it was hot as blue blazes. I mean, it was in the low 70s. But y'all, the sun just beat down on Big Fatty's head. By the way, at the hotel, y'all, Big Fatty had, and some of you may have seen this on the Twitty, but Big Fatty was one of the few rooms in the hotel that had a balcony. And y'all, I decided that I was in the Rapunzel suite. Big Fatty, the Rapunzel suite. And y'all, I would go out on the balcony and let down my golden hair. Not a single person climbed up. Big Fatty, please, we don't want to know what hair you let down. Then on Saturday night, y'all, we went out to a real nice restaurant, and y'all, I know it's going to sound crazy, but I went to Virginia and I had a crab cake. Beh, ready? And it was okay. It's not as good as the crab cakes that I've had here in Charleston, but it was all right. And then had a fillet mignon with a blue cheese butter on top of it, y'all. It was delicious. And it came with either the French fried potatoes or the mashed potatoes and some green beans and carrots. And I opted for extra green beans and carrots rather than the starch option, because, you know, we didn't eat those carbs. And then on Sunday, y'all, got up. It was time to return back to Charleston. Got up and got everything packed back in the toaster oven with wheels. And then old Veda and I, y'all, we went and had a little sit-down brufkus. We didn't stay at the hotel. We had a little coffee there. But then had the breakfast buffet at a little restaurant there in the town. And, y'all, it was delicious. They had country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Freddy, it is not. But, y'all, it was delicious. It was just real good, and a cook to order omelet for you and all that kind of stuff. And we were on the road by 10 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I was back. We were back in Charleston by let's see, what time was it? I was back here at the Fat Cave a little after 5, and we had unloaded the car and everything by then. So, y'all, we made real good time coming back. We didn't have all those trucks and everything. And we stopped at TT a couple of times and have a little snack. We made real good time. And old Veda, y'all, I tell you, old Veda, he drove all the way up and all the way back. And, y'all, it's not because Big Fatty was not willing to drive. It's just he preferred it. And, y'all, since Big Fatty was not driving, y'all, it allowed Big Fatty to have several nipples naps on the way up and on the way back. And I believe that Veda preferred Big Fatty being in a coma. Oh dear, I guess he in a coma. But y'all, it was a good trip. And but y'all, I tell you, I've got a little tickle in my throat. I hope I'm not coming down with a little sore throat or something like that. I'm going to take me a little dose of Theraflu, I think, before I retire this evening. Of course, I'm back in town and you know, the grinder's going off again, and I'm just like, you know, I may be too tired. Pretty much, that was the weekend, and, there you have it. Now, y'all, I have, you know, I did, pre-record, for righties, a little show, and y'all, wasn't sure if I was gonna, record, up in Virginia Vagina or not, but, y'all, I just waited till I got back, since we got back at a reasonable hour. So I'm recording this on Sunday night, and y'all, I took the time on Friday, to wish a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the number one fan of the BFO, y'all. That is, Bill out there in the St. Louis, and y'all, the Nip, you have heard me speak of the Nip. He lives out there in the San Francisco, you know, he, so nice they named it Big Freddy. And so he is having a celebration. And y'all, I wanted to remind you, in case you see the Nip or Bill in St. Louis on the 20s or the Face Space or whatever, or maybe in person, y'all, who knows? You never know who you're going to run into. So remember to wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, there was some confusion last week when I wished Mr. Mike Lawson a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal last Wednesday. And, y'all, it wasn't his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And come to find out, it was the anniversarium of his little show, that lion show. You know, he's, oh, I'm a liar. My name is Mike Lawson. I'm a liar. But y'all, that's not even the celebration that I was supposed to be celebrating. Y'all, the celebration was for Mr. Mike from up there in the Squamish, B.C. Dear Gussie, y'all, poor Big Fatty is just so confused. And y'all, the assistant got it confused also. And Big Fatty got it confused. And y'all, Big Fatty got it confused again. And y'all, it just, you got to help Big Fatty out with these celebrations of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a lot of fucking that goes on in February, because you know, right now it's February, let's see, November to December, December to January, January to February. So y'all, you know, it's that good Valentine sex. And anyway, so, you know, there's lots of birthings that go on in November, because there's lots of fucking in February. Big Fanny. but anyway, Mr. Mike, up there in the Squamish, please forgive Big Fatty. And if the assistant is out there, y'all, I don't even know if the assistant is subscribed anymore. Y'all, sometimes you just can't get good help. And but if the assistant is listening, I sure would like to receive a list of who's celebrating this week, because y'all hadn't received one of those either. So anyway, but I do have a couple of names on my calendar already, but I'm not gonna tell you who they are yet. No, Big Fatty. But now, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. While I was up there in the Virginia vagina, I got a notification that I had received something in the P.O. box, but y'all hadn't had a chance to go by there and check it out. So I'll try to make it by there on later today, on Monday, and see if I see what's in there. But anyway, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Let me just see how many of these things I got. I got one, two, three, four, five, six. Y'all, I got seven voice letters while I was away for the weekend. And y'all, I already had a couple still in the queue from the last time I played the voice letters. So y'all, looks like we're gonna have some voice letters coming up this week. And y'all, if you want to get in on that, you know, get your voice letter in so Big Fatty can play it. Yes, Big Fatty, we love it when you have some content, and we know you don't usually have content, but anyway. There you go. Let's just see here. Did I have anything else I wanted to mention to you? I hope on Sunday that you hugged a veteran or assisted them in taking their pants off or something like that. Dear Gussie. And y'all, because you know that, and thank them appropriately for their service by servicing Big Fatty, please. So anyway, but y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, and y'all, we're getting close to old Spanksgiving, so y'all, I hope you're making your plans to get you a Tom turkey and get ready to cook it. Y'all, they had one of those what do you call those things? Those hour-long, you know, those half-hour-long commercials, infomercials. And it was about cooking your, frying your turkey in the house. And y'all, John Ong, what do you think about that idea? Okay. Well, get a good laugh out of fried turkey.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.